high frequency.
Since when it grows and smells, I swear, no.
Aaron Luska.
I heard great things about this place, but I was sadly disappointed. The room itself was unsanitary. It clearly hadn't been cleaned all day. I expect more from a professional establishment. And the equipment was subpar. For example, the candles were clearly bought from a 7-Eleven, and the hot wax they produced was mildly scarring at best. The ball gag was cheap rubber from that of a dog's chew toy. For the record, the actual dog's chew toys were in an acceptable condition. I was less than enthused about the mistress's strap-on dildo, which was a shoddily made import clearly bought on Wish, and was poorly lubricated. Finally, I strongly disliked her outfit. When I pay premium money at a sex dungeon, I expect the costume to look just like SpongeBob SquarePants. 1 star. I'm never going to this abandoned Kmart again.
Arbitrary, arid, armistice, artisan, aspirant, ass.
Oh, excuse me, sorry.
Oh, no problem. Is it your first day?
Yeah.
Just in a restaurant when you're behind somebody, just say the word behind.
I gotta talk about your behind?
Well, no, just say behind.
Okay. Do I look at your behind when I say behind?
No, just say behind.
Okay. Behind.
Oh, great. Also, if you're carrying something hot, make sure that you say hot and behind. If you're carrying something hot and you're behind, you say hot.
If I have a hot behind?
No. Just
if you have a hot behind.
No, just say hot behind.
Okay, but I'm not supposed to look at your hot behind.
Tests conducted memory responses conform to pattern of simple primitive life form. Dispense with subject in customary manner as food for drones and commence invasion of planet Earth immediately.
John Wallace.
Bounty Hunter's log. Track to target down to Splingy Whip 5. Attaching recording.
Welcome to the city of Spindlefluby, strange traveler. Might I suggest visiting our Whimsy-torium?
Have you seen this guy? I need to make him less alive.
What?
After finishing the job, I stopped at a bar on Splingy Whip 4.
What'll it be?
Every planet's got a drink with a dead animal in it.
Well, you're almost right.
Went down smooth.
Some audio from ZapSplat.com.
I felt awkward and blundering.
I pride myself on being a never-say-die sort of fellow.
Moxie Lofton.
Feeling constipated? Try the Sparkle Spoon. The Sparkle Spoon. Not all breakups have to be painful. Order now and receive for free the urethra dip. The urethra dip. Sounding better every day.
Behind the scenes into the apparently humdrum business of shaving. An average face, that thing that peers dejectedly back at us from the mirror each morning, sprouts a flaxen.
So nice to see you again. Come and sit by the fire and get warm.
Oh, I say, that's rather thought of you.
Close the door. It won't take very long.
I'm not sure how comfortable I am with this.
You could easily take it off. I don't mind paying what it's worth.
My dear, what are you suggesting?
You needn't be so shocked.
No, I really must protest.
What are you going to do about it?
I will scream.
You needn't make so much noise about it.
I've had enough of this. I'm off.
Don't run away like this. It's boring. You'll never be able to keep it up.
What does it mean?
I haven't the slightest idea, but let's listen to the music.
Luke Hearn, a.k.a. Motherfucker.
Jackass! Fuck! Fuck!
You have been listening to High Frequency.